This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
And I'm tired. It's Monday. And I'm feeling a little grumpy.
Why?
You see that story about like something with the bike path, like where people have to wear like some kind of protective gear or something for a walker? I don't know. I saw it somewhere. I'll find it. You're the news person.
Oh, I didn't see that.
All right, I'll find it and look for it. Something about like you have to wear a vest when on the bike. Did I dream this?
You might have.
All right, well, I'll look for it and see if I can find it and show you. At 6:40 this morning. But Kitty, here, I found some stuff. A guy on Twitter wrote, it's WalkingMan675 is his handle. And he wrote, now they're telling me I have to wear a vest when walking on the bike path? This is discrimination against walkers. Next, I'll have to wear bubble wrap. Hashtag unfair tax Madison. Hashtag big brother. And then there's a couple, not many people have answered yet, but Sparky Boy said, I'm with you. It's typical officials being helicopter parents. And then Angry But Sane Moms 241 wrote, bikers are maniacs on the bike path. This will help protect everyone. And then this is my favorite entry. Chewbacca Cinnamon Roll wrote,
what?
What is that? Did you see this? Wearing a vest on the bike
path? I'll see if I can find it. There's got to be a more credible source than some joker
Walking
on
Man
Twitter.
675.
Or Chewbacca.
Well, Chewbacca
Seriously?
Wrote,
yeah.
But the Walking Man.
How did
Man,
he spell that?
It just says W-R-R-R-R-A-K.
Okay.
Unfair tax, though. What does that mean? Anyway, all right. We'll see if we can figure it out. It sounds kind of weird. And should I start a conversation with Walking Man 675?
If you feel like it.
Maybe
it's
Chewbacca.
Early. They're not up.
Chewbacca Cinnamon Roll actually seems like he'd be a good guest.
Actually, that sounds delicious.
Snow like tomorrow, but nothing major. I mean, it'll be like less than an inch or something. Right now in Madison, we're sitting at 33. We should get up to 44 degrees today. What's going on, Kitty?
Crews are working to remove the first portion of that Baltimore Bridge wreckage, the starting point in a complicated, extensive cleanup process that could take weeks. Officials say clearing the channel will allow the search for missing victims to continue and reopen a port critical to the local and national economies. AT&T has launched an investigation into the source of a data leak that includes personal information of 73 million current and former customers. The company says the data was released on the dark web about 2 weeks ago. There is a new report out listing the healthiest cities in America. And while Madison doesn't top the list, we are in the top 20. WalletHop.com says Madison is the 17th healthiest city in the country. Mad City ties for first place when it comes to number of dietitians per capita. Yay, dietitians! You can tell me what to eat, but I won't listen to you.
Exactly.
The healthiest city on the list is San Francisco. Brownsville, Texas is the least healthy. So is everybody rooting for NC State? The number 11 seed beat number 4 Duke yesterday to advance to the Final Four in the NCAA tournament, taking on number 1 Purdue next weekend. The other matchup sees number 4 Alabama taking on number 1 UConn. And momentum is building for a new effort to increase safety on the bike paths in our area. A company called Invest for Safety would provide the brightly colored vest that would be required for people who walk or run on the Beltline. Fees are still being worked out.
This is crazy on the bike path to have that you, if you're walking on the bike path, you have to
wear a vest, yeah. And then you'd have to pay for it, too.
I mean, you know, look.
Either rent it or buy it. They're still working on that.
I'm both on the bike path. I'm a biker, and many times I'm a walker. And when I'm a walker, I kind of move. I usually walk to the side, especially if I'm wearing, you know, earbuds.
Right.
But I have to admit, sometimes when I'm walking, the bikers fly by, which is annoying.
And you don't hear them yell on your left because you're cranking the tunes.
Right, but I usually kind of stay off to the side. Why would I have to wear a vest? Who's this? What's it called?
Well, the company that would be involved with it is called Invest for Safety. With a four. Invest for Safety.
For Safety.
Yeah,
clever.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if we could track them down. That's a lot of effort.
Plus, it's kind of early.
All right. I wonder where they're located. We'll have to look. Okay, I don't know. What do you think of that, everybody? 608-588-1055. If you're on the bike path and you're not a biker, you would have to wear a vest that you rent?
I believe so.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll do a little more research this morning, see if we could find something. But let's get our forecast right now from Charlie. It's 105.5 Triple M, Jonathan and Kitty Madison's morning show. We're getting a little reaction already this morning regarding this wearing vests on the bike path for walkers and joggers. It's some kind of proposal from a company called Invest for Safety. And let's go to the M line. Hi, Triple M.
How's it going?
Good. Are you calling about the bike path?
Well, kind of about the vest.
Yeah. What do you think about it?
I had an idea years ago they should have a deer wear vest.
Oh, if the deer would wear it, that's true.
On the road, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That would definitely help out when they're during mating season. But what do you think about wearing them on the bike path? Is that a good plan?
I think too many rules.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a rule.
They're talking about you would we're going to try to track down the guy who's from this Invest for Safety to find out, because it sounds a little bit like they're just trying to make money, doesn't it, Kitty?
Perhaps, I don't know.
Because you have to rent the vest.
Yeah, then how much is a ticket if you don't wear one?
Right, exactly. Yeah, we'll try to find these things out.
Like a seatbelt's only $10 if you don't wear one.
Oh, is that true?
You know?
Okay. Yeah, so maybe you just take your chances. Because are they going to have, like, patrol on the bike path? It seems ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, how much would a fine be, really? And, like, I mean, think about it. So many times people aren't, you know, you park at a meter and you don't pay for it.
Right.
And the meter reader doesn't come by. So I don't know if this is really going to go far, but Kitty's,
we're going to have to get a little bit more information about it. It does seem like overreach to me a little bit.
Yeah, Kitty's trying to track down this Invest for Safety and see if we can get a hold of somebody over there. I mean, it's still kind of early this morning, but maybe if they're on the East Coast, they'll open up soon. We'll find out. Right now, though, let's give away some tickets for Lyle Lovett. He is coming to Madison to play Overture Center. So let's do our Totally Inane Trivia. Do we have a question?
We do have a question, Jonathan. Okay. So glad you asked.
So glad you have one.
Okay, on today's date on today's date in some year.
Okay.
This is kind of vague.
This is good.
Bob Dylan received his Nobel Prize for Literature for songwriting at a ceremony in Stockholm, Sweden. But Dylan has won a lot of prizes. I want to know which one of these has he not won. the Presidential Medal of Freedom, an Academy Award, or an honorary degree from the University of Minnesota.
Okay, our phone number is 608-588-1055. When Bob Dylan won a Nobel Peace Prize, with Peace Prize? No, literature.
No, literature.
Okay. You want to know which one he didn't win in the past?
Yeah, because he's won. He has a whole string of awards.
Yeah.
Which one? For tickets to see Lyle Lovett and his large band, by the way, which is quite, it's very large.
Yep, July 2nd at Overture.
Yeah, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, an Academy Award, or an honorary degree from the University of Minnesota.
Which one of those did he didn't win?
That he did not win, yeah.
He won two of those three?
Correct.
Okay. 608-588-1055. Give us a call. And you could win those Lyle Lovett tickets. Jim Blossoms, 105.5 Triple M at 6:45. Jonathan and Kitty, Madison's morning show all week long. We've got tickets for Lyle Lovett, who's at Overture Hall July 2nd. We had a question about Bob Dylan wanting to know which award did he not win. Let's go to the M line. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Gavin.
Hey, bud. Nobody's getting it right.
What were the options again?
The options are Presidential Medal of Freedom, Academy Award, or honorary degree from the University of Minnesota.
I'll say an Academy Award.
No, sorry. Hi, Triple M. Who's this?
This is Dave.
All right, Dave. Come on. Get this.
He's not a gopher, I don't think, is he?
Is that what you're saying? Did he get an honorary degree?
I don't think he did.
You're correct!
All right.
Usually you're not necessarily from that school to get the honorary degree, right?
But actually, Bob Dylan did attend the University of Minnesota and dropped out in 1960. But he does not have an honorary degree from that school. Apparently, they don't reward dropouts.
Mm.
He won an Academy Award, by the way, for Best Original Song for Things Have Changed from the Wonder Boys soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
And he did win the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
There you go. Dave Flynn. Good job. You're off to see Lyle Lovett. We'll have more tickets tomorrow. And I think we're making some headway. Kitty found out where the headquarters are for Invest for Safety.
I got a phone number and a press contact as well.
Yeah. So we're going to call up. If you're just joining the radio program this morning, apparently there's something new happening in Madison where if you're a walker or a runner and you're on the bike path, you're going to have to wear a special kind of vest. We're not really sure how they're going to enforce this or how it would work, but it's to keep everyone safe, I guess. Anyway, we'll track down this guy and see if we can get him on the air here soon on 105.5 Triple M. 6:54, 105.5 Triple M, Jonathan and Kitty Madison's morning show. I feel like I'm a reporter again, Kitty, because we found, if you're just joining the program this morning, there is a story out. We first saw it on Twitter where people were complaining about having to wear vests on the bike path. We found a tweet from a guy named WalkingMan675, and he said, now they're telling me I have to wear a vest when walking on the bike path. This is discrimination against walkers. Next, I'll have to wear bubble wrap, hashtag unfair tax, hashtag big brother. So then Kitty,
and apparently it's not the cyclists. They don't have to wear anything.
No.
It's just
people walking.
Yeah.
So Kitty found the company Invest for Safety. And they're located in Toronto. And so it's an hour later there, and it looks like they open up shortly. So we're going to call. You found a contact.
A press contact, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to call that guy up. Hopefully he'll be there and see what this is all about. I don't want to wear a vest on the bike path, unless it's got White Sox logo on it or something. I don't know. Just announced they are going to be coming to Fiserv Forum, and that show is in November. Tickets don't even go on sale till the end of the week, but guess what? We've got them all week. Your first chance to win an hour from now for the Black Keys.
Increasing clouds today with a high in the mid-40s.
So, Kitty, this whole thing about wearing a vest on the bike path is kind of interesting. You did a little digging and you found a little bit more information, huh?
Yeah, I got a phone number for the company that is actually selling the vests, I believe. So we've got him on the line. Bob Simpson with Invest for Safety.
Hi, Bob. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. It's a great new project to keep our paths and multi-use trails safe all over the country. We all know that the path and trail systems around Madison contribute to making Madison one of the most livable cities in the U.S. Knowing that, you got to also admit that anybody who's been out there knows how busy they can get on a sunny weekend, and there's people with strollers, there's rollerbladers, there's walkers, there's the cyclists, you know, bikers are cruising around. So our organization is about making these trails safe by renting out high visibility vests to walkers who are out on the trails.
I'm a little confused on how it works. Where are these vests? How do you get them?
Well, what we're doing is we're making vests available right on the trail. So we have some kiosks. Many cities have rent, like bike share programs that have these types of kiosks. We're kind of following that model where we have vests available for rent right out on the trail. And we're also working with local businesses where we're putting in little stations where you can rent the vests right in like their entryway. We like to call it a vestibule, if you will.
But now, how do you get everybody to wear the vest? Is this it's not going to work if everybody's not taking part.
We think by, you know, just simply making these vests available, people will want to wear them. We are also introducing some concepts and working with officials to get approval on a plan where these vests are required by law, and then maybe a fine would be levied on anyone on the path not in the appropriate high visibility garb. And I think that will help with compliance.
We're talking with Bob Simpson about this proposal to require people to wear brightly colored vests.
Yeah, I want the description more of like what the vest is like. What is it? Can you describe what they look like?
Well, you've seen them. You've seen them on construction workers. You've seen them out on police officers directing traffic. It's a high visibility vest. And we're really working with a lot of different designers to come up with some great designs that really look good and make you feel good wearing them. Of course, they all come in just one color. And we've actually got some available for, you know, lots of people out on the trails with their dogs. So we actually have vests that you can put on your dog, because, of course, we want to be seen when we're out walking. You've seen those cyclists come tearing down those bike paths. Now they're riding on electric, they're electric bikes that are almost like motorcycles. So we just are feeling that with our organization, Invest for Safety, it's just the right thing to do. It just seems like the next logical step in making the path safe.
Oh, you say logical, like pathological?
Well, I won't say that, but I could see what people might have some resistance to it. But just like anything, seatbelts, people had resistance to seatbelts when they first came out.
Well, so Bob, can I ask you, I mean, you're talking about it being safe, and that sounds all well and good, but what is the cost for a user then? Do you buy a monthly pass, or how does it work?
We're looking at an hourly rate right now, which is $2 an hour, and $2 an hour to wear a vest for safety seems like it's cheaper than buying a coffee.
Now, I'm looking at your website, and I really do like some of the designs, and one that I think is going to be very popular in Madison is the fringed vest.
Oh, that is one of my favorites. The fringe just is a fantastic. It fits in really with the environment, with the city. So, yeah, that's one of my favorites as well. We also have, I'm not sure if you saw them, but there's some upgrades, which would cost a little bit more for the rental, but they include flashing lights, which can be programmed to do different kinds of light demonstrations that really stand out. So there's a lot of great designs. And again, they do all come in just the one color, though.
Looking on the Invest for Safety in the other cities, and I see the one in Toronto, someone wearing a vest, and on the back it says Viagra.
Oh, they are one of our flagship sponsors. Yeah, we are working hard to find sponsors to help keep costs down while keeping safety and everything else up.
All right. Well, Bob Simpson with Invest for Safety, thanks for taking some time with us and helping us clear this up. We were very curious.
Well, I really appreciate the time here with you guys, and hope you get out there on the paths as the weather warms up, and stay safe, everybody.
This is
Bob Simpson from Invest
outrageous.
For
Are
safety.
You kidding me right now?
The
this
company
is a
that,
joke.
Well, I think it's a good start, as a matter of fact. I mean, I like to ride my bike. I've got an e-bike. I ride it on the bike paths. And these people, sometimes they're not thinking.
What, I'm one of these people. I
so
like to walk on there.
So they need to have the extra layer of safety, because how often are they like just stopping and chatting and drinking their latte?
You know what?
Not even moving.
If you want to go cruising, then go on the country roads. You know, go out there then.
But they're not as flat.
Right. Uh-huh. So this is insane. 608-588-1055.
I think it's a good start, actually.
What do you think, people? We have to wear, if you're a walker, you have to wear a vest on the bike path, and they're going to charge you to wear it. And if you don't wear it, you get a fine? If you started walking, you'd be mad. 608.
Let's get the people to talk about it. I think more are going to be on my side.
No way. This is stupid. 714 at 105.5 Triple M. We're getting a lot of reaction this morning to the story about having to wear protective vests on the bike path.
And we chatted with a guy from a company called Invest for Safety, Bob Simpson, and he was kind of explaining how it's all going to work. And it sounds like, I mean, it's well-intentioned. Maybe they have to get a few of the kinks out, but anything that's going to make those bike paths safer,
yeah,
I'm all
but
for it.
You're all for it because you're on a bike and you don't have to wear the vest. They said it was like $2 an hour to wear these, and you don't seem to have a problem with it, Kitty.
Because I don't have to pay it. Exactly.
Well, people are calling in. Our phone number is 608-588-1055. Let's go back to the M line. Hi, Triple M. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Vonda.
Hey, Vonda. Good morning. What do you think about this?
First off, it's a crazy idea.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I would just go buy my own damn vest and keep it in the back of my car.
Oh, that's a good plan.
Wear it when I wanna.
That's a good plan. Thanks. Yeah, that makes sense. Why do I have to buy their stupid vest?
Well,
Why can't I just have my own?
Well, I really think conformity is important here. And I think if everyone conforms to the proper vest, I think it will be better.
Well, consistency.
I mean, conformity, you know, conforming to what the higher-ups think we should do. I think that's great.
608-588-1055. I'm just mad because I walk on the bike path a lot. I mean, I ride it too, but I walk. I just don't know if
I
want to pay for it.
Like, your kids are growing too. You're going to have to buy new vests every year to make sure they fit properly.
Yeah, see? What do you care? You're happy that I don't have to pay this.
I don't have any kids. I don't care.
608-588-1055. What do you think about this? We'll continue to take your calls, and this is outrageous. 720 at 105.5 Triple M. Jonathan and Kitty expecting some rain maybe later today, but it is raining down right now. We are talking about the story we found this morning. We first saw it on Twitter, then Kitty did some good work researching this. It's a company called Invest for Safety, and they're going to make people wear vests if you walk on the bike path.
Or
you
run.
Rent them. Yeah, or runner, but not a biker. How convenient for you, Kitty. Miss Biker.
Well, so, I just think that I think because the people who walk and run don't really look out for themselves as much as they should, that it's a good idea for them to wear the brightly colored vest to make sure they're visible. And so if they're, you know, misbehaving and blocking our way, we at least see them.
Let's go back to the M line. Good morning, Triple M. Who's this?
Hi, Triple M. This is Jeff. And I want to comment on Jonathan's comment about that safety vest thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree with them. That is the most ridiculous thing. Another layer of bureaucracy, another way that people can get fined and have to pay the city money.
Yeah, I mean, do you walk on the bike path sometimes?
I ride on the bike path, but here's the thing. What they need to focus on is how about the people that rob people out there? How does that keep you safe from those people?
Right, exactly.
More important than somebody on a bicycle.
Yep. Thank you so much.
All right, no trouble.
All right, well, see, he's making a good point, right? Is that, does that really keep me safer on the bike path if I'm on there late at night?
Why are you there late at night?
608-588-1055. What do you think about this, having to wear a vest when you walk on the bike path?
726 at 105.5 Triple M. Phone lines lighting up this morning, as they should. 608-588-1055. We're talking about this new, I don't know if it's a rule yet. We haven't really gotten all the details about walkers and runners having to wear these vests on the bike path that you rent to keep you safe.
Now,
from
they have it in some other cities, from what I understand, and it's just in the initial discussion stages here in the Madison area, but I think it's a good idea.
We talked to a guy who's from the company Invest for Safety. If you missed the interview, we did a little earlier this morning, but Kitty will have some, a few of it, like his comments in the news coming up.
I'll give you a summary.
Yeah, but people are calling in about it now, so let's go back to the M line. Hi, Triple M, who's this?
Hi, this is Jenny.
Hey, Jenny. What are you calling about, the vests on the bike path?
I am.
Yeah. So what do you think? Are you a biker or a walker?
I'm both.
Okay.
I walk, I run, and I bike, and I take my dog on the path, and I think this is utterly insane.
Right.
Well, I think they have vests for the dogs, too.
But to me, it's not the issue of that. To me, what I see, even as a biker, are bikers who fly by, give no indication that they're passing or anything. And yes, walkers and runners and dogs, you know, don't pay attention too. So to me, it's really just an everybody needs to be more aware of their surroundings and be cognizant of things and pay more attention and, you know, think about being a good path participant.
I like that. Yes, we can all be path participants together in harmony.
Yeah, it would be great if we could somehow legislate that everyone behaves, but since they can't, you know.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks, Jen.
I love that kitty. I wish we could, but you're right. Unfortunately, that's not the way things work right now, but I think that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, all right. Thanks so much, Jen. Bye.
Thanks, guys.
608-588-1055. What do you think? 731 at 1055 Triple M. A lot of people getting emotional regarding this proposal for, well, let's just get into news here. Our phone number is 608-588-1055. Kitty, tell us a little bit about what we've found so far.
Well, momentum is building for a new effort to increase safety on bike paths in the area. A company called Invest for Safety would provide the brightly colored vests that would be required for people who walk or run on the Beltline, and they could be...
The bike path, bike path.
I mean, yeah, the... The bike path.
Yeah, don't
exactly.
run on the Beltline.
No, I don't think the vest would be that helpful if you're running on the Beltline.
Yeah.
Anyway, we had a chance to talk to Bob Simpson, who's communications coordinator for Invest for Safety, and he had some more information for us.
Many cities have rent, like bike share programs that have these types of kiosks. We're kind of following that model where we have vests available for rent right out on the trail.
So, and then he kind of described a little bit what these vests look like.
Well, you've seen them. You've seen them on construction workers. You've seen them out on police officers directing traffic. It's a high visibility vest. And we're really working with a lot of different designers to come up with some great designs that really look good and make you feel good wearing them. Of course, they all come in just one color.
Yeah. And then the cost, though. See, this is where I was really wondering. You know, it's all well and good to keep people safe. And maybe if they had them out as just like, oh, here's a little suggestion for you. But that wasn't the case.
We're looking at an hourly rate right now, which is $2 an hour. And $2 an hour to wear a vest for safety seems like it's cheaper than buying a coffee.
I had that old line of the, oh, it's as much. It's
actually, you could get two coffees for... I mean,
depends where you get them.
Two vests for the price of one coffee.
I mean,
safety is important. And I think that Madison has been at the forefront of a lot of these sorts of issues. So I think being a leader in this and safety on these paths, I think that would be a great little feather in our cap.
Don, you can call us if you want to sound off on this, 608-588-1055. Don Orlando says there's somebody, because you're kind of for it, Kitty. I'm not that hot on this. But
I mean, if the bicyclists had to wear it, I probably wouldn't like it that much because I always get that sweat line down the back of my back when I'm biking.
Yeah.
And I think there'd be chafing involved. But as far as the walkers, they're going
care.
At a more leisurely pace. And I don't think it would be a problem.
Interesting. All right. Well, Don Orlando says we've got somebody on the phone who I think might be in your camp. Let's go to the M line. Hi, Triple M. Who's this?
This is Arthur.
Arthur. Hello. Are you calling regarding the vests on the bike path?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, so are you for it or against it? How are you feeling?
I mean, how could you not be for this? Everybody should be for it. I mean, this is the new rule, people. You got to follow the rule. And if you're not following the rule, then, you know, and I see you out there without one, then I might have to, you know, report it or something.
You mean you're going to go around and try to report people who aren't wearing the vests? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, you know, this is about safety, right? And I think everybody should be on board when the new rule comes down. I mean, whenever I see something like this and people aren't following the rule, I feel like it's on me to get them reported to the authorities. So, you know, I just like to take on that responsibility as a citizen of our town, our city, you know?
Well, let me ask you something, Arthur. Sometimes if someone is crossing and it says don't walk, but there's no cars, that's not a big deal, is it?
It really gives me the shakes, honestly. I just don't like to see that happening. You know, people should really be waiting for the man, not the hand.
All right, so here we go now. Now there's going to be people out there who are just looking around trying to report you.
I think that's great. Looking after our fellow man, making sure we're all towing the line.
608-588-1055 is our phone number. What do you think about this? If you walk on the bike path, you'll have to wear a vest that you pay for to wear. That's new music from the Decemberists on 105.5 Triple M. But I can't really enjoy the new music today because of the story we found out this morning that walkers will have to wear these brightly colored vests
when they're on the bike path.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, it's just in momentum is building for it, but it hasn't been implemented as of yet.
And they charge you. We talked to the guy. We'll play some more clips from him in a little bit. What was his name again? Bob something?
Bob Simpson.
From Invest for Safety. And so you rent the vests. Like there's little like kiosks where you put in your money and you take out the vest and wear it. And you seem fine with it, Kitty, because you're a biker. So
it's not just because I'm a bicyclist. I mean, I think that even if I wasn't using it, I can be concerned about safety for everyone, and I think it would just work better.
Let's go back to the M line, see what people are thinking. Good morning, Triple M. Who's this?
Hey, this is Mark.
Mark, are you calling about the vests on the bike path?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think about it? Are you for it or against it?
I mean, I think it has merits, but I just turned the radio on. So I was listening to you and Kitty discuss the rental fee.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it occurred to me if they put tolls at the entrances of the bike paths, that would cover it. Then they could just distribute them for free.
Interesting. Oh, you mean so charge the bikers for being on the bike path,
anybody.
Kitty?
I mean, anybody,
everybody?
Right? Yeah, just put toll gates.
Yeah.
Now, what is this, Illinois? Come on.
See, now you care, Kitty, because you would have to pay for it, too. I like your thought process there. Thank you so much. Have a good one. Hi, Triple M. Who's this?
Jenny.
Hey, Jenny. Are you calling about the vests on the bike path?
Yes.
Yeah. So what do you think?
I think it's ridiculous.
Me, too. Kitty likes it. Do you
walk?
Well,
why? What's your reasoning?
My reasoning is because then... why not bikers have to wear one, too?
Yeah, I think so, too, Kitty.
Why not people in strollers? You know, maybe we should all be put in bubbles now.
Yeah, exactly. Is that what they have to do, right? Bubble wrap everybody? All right, thank
now
you so much.
Now, it's not quite that extreme.
I mean, I feel like it is getting that extreme. Why don't we make the walkers wear helmets then, too? 608.
It's not such a bad idea.
588-1055 is our phone number. Pay to walk on the bike path because you have to wear a vest. What do you think? 746 at 1055 Triple M. Jonathan and Kitty Madison's morning show. Sorry if I sound a little grumpy, but the story that we first saw on Twitter this morning, someone complaining about having to wear vests on the bike path. Kitty did a little research. You found the company, Invest for Safety.
Right. And the deal is there would be kiosks at places along the bike path where you could rent the vests. And I think they said they're looking at like $2 an hour would be the price. I mean, that's a nominal price to pay for keeping people safe.
You know, and it's so interesting how you, Kitty, because you don't really walk on the bike path. You ride the bike path. So you seem pretty good with this. I do both, and I just think it's absolutely crazy, like Big Brother making you do this. Well, let's go back to the M lines because lots of people are calling. Hi, Triple M. Who's this?
Hey, this is Doug.
Doug, good morning. What do you think about this, having to wear vests on the bike path?
Oh, it's outrageous.
Yeah, see?
You know, it's like downhill skiing. If there are beginner skiers, you're responsible to slow down and avoid the beginner skiers who are going slower down the hill. That's your responsibility as the fast skier who's got more whatever. And yeah, no. I'm
exactly.
Not worried about
it. See, Kitty, it's your responsibility as the biker to swerve and miss the walkers.
Yeah, this is a city. It's a path for people and bikes.
Yeah, it's for everybody.
Right, exactly. And I think we want to keep the pedestrians safe, so they should wear vests. It goes without saying.
Well, if they were, if the vests were free,
how could
maybe
they be free? Because if they're free, people would just take them home. If they're renting them and they have to put them back, I think that there would be, I think that would be better, and I think it would be more cost effective.
And well, the other thing that bothers me about this, the guy from Invest for Safety, what was his name again?
Bob Simpson.
Bob Simpson was talking about not only do you have to rent them, but he wanted to like move it up a notch.
We are also introducing some concepts and working with officials to get approval on a plan where these vests are required by law. And, you know, then maybe a fine would be levied on anyone on the path not in the appropriate high visibility garb. And I think that will help with compliance.
Of course it'll help with the compliance. You get a ticket if you're not wearing the vest.
I mean, this isn't, it's all in the discussion phase right now, people. Don't get all up in arms about it.
That's all it is. Just gently introduce it. And then suddenly here we are. We're all wearing vests. It's summertime. It's hot. And I have to put on one of these vests that I'm paying for?
Just renting.
608.
And maybe they'd have, you know, they what they should have is they should have different ones for different seasons. I think that that would even make it better because then, like in the winter, they could be warmer vests, maybe down filled. And in the summer,
sure,
they could
just
be more
charge.
More
then
mesh.
They probably charge you more for the winter one. I see where it's working. 608-588-1055. What are your thoughts on? And back to the Sound of Madison today is a big discussion regarding this potential having to wear vests when you're walking on the bike path.
Not if you're riding a bike, though. It's just it's to make sure the pedestrians are safer.
And it would be a charge, an hourly charge to wear these. Lots of people are calling in to sound off this morning. Let's go back to the M line. Hi, Triple M, who's this?
Hi, this is Dawn.
Hey, Dawn, what are you thinking this morning about the vests on the bike path?
I think it's unjust. I think there are social economic consequences that people aren't thinking of.
Yeah.
So for it to be mandatory and maybe have some sort of legal punishment is ridiculous.
I agree with you. Thank
well,
you
I
so
think
much.
There could be ways for to offset the cost for people, an income-based system, I think. And then,
so then
that
you
would
have to
be,
put in your credit
be,
score?
That would be...
You need to put in how much you make a year.
Now you're just being silly, Jonathan.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. Hi, Triple M. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jim.
Jim, good morning. Are you calling about the vests on the bike path?
Yes, absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, right? It's crazy.
Absolutely ridiculous. We should make the bikers get licenses so mm-hmm. they can pay for the bike path. And we should require, for safety, bikers have to wear helmets or they get a ticket.
Yeah, I agree, Kitty.
I agree with that as well, though.
Okay.
I mean, I wear a helmet.
Yeah, but what about if you have to get a license that you pay for?
There already are. There's a license requirement in the city of Madison. That's not new.
No, city of Madison dropped bicycle licenses.
See?
They did.
Yes. So that's.
Yes. They don't do it anymore. That's wrong.
All right, Jim. Well, thank you so much. Yeah, see? So maybe I think we need to equal this out a little bit so the bikers put in their fair share. 608-588-1055. What do you think? Sons and Pharrell Williams on 105.5 Triple M at 8:02. Jonathan and Kitty, if you're just tuning in, boy, we've had a busy, busy morning because we found out early this morning that there is a new, I guess it's sort of a proposal, if you
it's
will.
It's an initiative to improve safety on the Beltline by requiring pedestrians, walkers, and runners to wear protective, brightly colored orange vests while they're using the bike path.
And there's a fee. But so we talked to this guy, Bob Simpson, Invest for Safety is the name of the company, and even talked about how some of the vests can be a little different.
We also have, I'm not sure if you saw them, but there's some upgrades, which would cost a little bit more for the rental, but they include flashing lights, which can be programmed to do different kinds of light demonstrations that really stand out. So there's a lot of great designs. And again, they do all come in just the one color, though.
The bright orange.
Right. So what's interesting to me, though, is now I feel like we're getting segmented because there's a lot of people who are bikers who are calling who are in favor of this today. There's a lot of people who are mad at bikers in general and complaining about that.
Right.
But now this Don Orlando says we have somebody on with an interesting idea. What you got?
I just think it's stupid that you walk as a walker, you walk the same way that the bike is going. I mean, mama taught you as a little kid, you always walk facing traffic.
Oh. So
you can see it coming and then you can get out of the way.
Oh,
so that makes more sense.
Yeah, like the biker, the walker should go the opposite way on the bike path.
While they're wearing the vest.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion.
The vest is fine, but I mean, at least then you can get out of the way. Otherwise, they whip past him, you know, you don't even hear him coming.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much for that. Well, so she's saying, which is interesting, because in the Arboretum, when you go on that road, you're supposed to walk the facing the cars.
Right.
So now is that a thing that we make
a mandatory rule
that well, you we walk just have the to opposite
put,
way.
Put signs up that would.
I don't know. Might get too
people
crowded
to do that.
I guess one thing at a time. But what we're focusing on now is these vests that you would have to wear if you're a walker.
Yeah, you rent them. The kiosks would be available right there along the bike path in certain areas, and you'd rent them on an hourly basis. And apparently they're doing this in some other cities.
Yeah. So what do you think about it? 608-588-1055. I think it's nuts. Kitty, you're a little more for it. But that one guy who said everybody has to pay to be on the bike path, you didn't like that so much.
No, I did not.
Yeah. 105.5 Triple M, the sound of Madison with Jonathan and Kitty. Wow. People are getting pretty heated today, but this is a pretty intense discussion that we're having this morning. Our phone number is 608-588-1055. Company called Invest for Safety. They want to put these kiosks on the bike path. And no, they're not for bikers. They're just for walkers and runners. And you have to pay.
Well, I was just thinking about it. It's called a bike path. So I think that means, just by the context of the name, that the bikers should have priority.
Interesting, Kitty. And it seems
it's
like
it's not called the walk path.
And it seems like you're not alone. Hi, Triple M. Who's this?
Hi, this is Bill calling in.
Bill, good morning. Are you calling about the vests on the bike path?
Oh, absolutely. I just think it's completely ridiculous. I do take the bike path, and honestly, I'd rather walkers not even be on the bike path. I wish it was just for bikes.
Wow. Okay, so you don't even want walkers on there?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Okay, I have a question. Do you wear the spandexy pants when you're biking?
Yeah, usually the turquoise ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that guy. I know those people. Now you don't even want people walking on there, huh, Kenny?
Well, it's called a bike path.
Busy morning here at the station as we've been talking about this new proposal to allow vests. So someone has set up these like dispensers where you have to wear a vest if you're a walker on the bike path or a runner.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, I'm a big proponent of safety. You know, my dad was on the safety council in Stevens Point for many years, so I feel like safety is in my blood.
When you don't have to pay for it. There's some suggestions coming in. Someone said that on even days, the walkers and joggers only, and then on odd days, bikers. So you would switch. The bike path would be fully a walking, jogging bike path some days, and some days it would be actually for bikers.
Well, I mean, there's already a precedent for that. That's not a bad idea because, like, you know, with the odd even parking during the winter.
Yeah. But now I feel like we're getting a little division here between bikers and walkers. Let's go back to the M line. Hi, Triple M. Who's this?
Hey, this is Dean.
Dean, good morning. You're calling about the vests on the bike path.
I am.
What do you think, bud?
Well, you know, I think the guy who raised the issue about bikers are like skiers and they got to watch out for the slower people, I think that's a good point. And we do a lot of walking, my family. We got young kids. And, you know, the good bikers, if there is such a thing, they'll say on your left if they're coming up behind you.
Right.
But a lot of them don't. They just blow by you and, you know, that sort of thing. So I think what we should do is hook up some sort of mechanical device, make it required, you know, by law, hook up a mechanical device to the bike. So anytime they're in motion, it's playing some sort of alarm. It could be like one of those, you know, Auga things.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And then you could hear the bikers coming. I mean, how bad would that be?
That would like be too noisy. I like the noises of nature.
I mean, but then you don't have to really worry anymore. Then you know they're coming, and then nobody has to wear a vest, and nobody has to pay for anything. Except you have to get that bike horn.
No.
608.
Fail.
588-1055. Dean, I like your idea. Thanks, buddy. 105.5 Triple M, the sound of Madison. And the sound of Madison today is a lot of discussion regarding this proposal that walkers and runners on the bike path will have to wear these reflective vests that you rent, that there's vestibules, ha ha ha, that you rent and you have to wear them or you could get fined. It's still in the talking stages.
I think it's a great idea. I think, you know, leaning towards safety is always the right way to go.
People have been calling in, sounding off all morning. Let's go back to the M line. Good morning, Triple M. Who's this?
This is Gary calling.
Gary, hello. What do you think about this vest on the bike path?
I think it's great, and I think they should expand it to the farmer's market.
There's nothing I hate worse than walking around the farmer's market, having people stop in front of me. But if they had these vests on with lights, like Kitty mentioned, maybe they could have like a red light when you stop to buy something and a green light
like
when you're
it.
Walking.
That actually does kind of make some sense. Thanks, Gary. Okay.
Our listeners are so smart.
Aren't they?
I love that idea.
608-588-1055. What do you think? 823 at 1055 Triple M. Jonathan and Kitty, the phone calls pouring in this morning because of our conversation regarding these vests that are being proposed for us to wear on the bike path. No, not bikers. Just walkers and runners.
Correct.
Would have to wear them.
And the visibility would be improved, and therefore safety would be improved, and it's all good for everyone.
We're going to play some more cuts from the guy from the company called Invest for Safety.
Yeah, we had a chance to interview him a little bit earlier this morning.
So we'll play that coming up in news. But lots of people have been calling in with different opinions on it. Let's go back to the M line. Hi there. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Kathy.
Kathy, hello. Are you calling about the vests on the bike path?
I am.
Yeah. So what do you think?
I think it's a pretty easy solution.
Okay.
Just make it optional. If it's mandatory, that's not going to fly. But if it's optional, people can choose to wear the damn vest.
Yeah, but then,
you know.
Then it's just going to be a big boondoggle because they'll put in all this infrastructure and then we don't really know if people are going to use it or not.
Right.
I think if they require it, then it'll succeed.
What if red lights were just a suggestion? You know what I mean? So then it becomes, you know, I think it's all or nothing. But I appreciate it, Kathy. Thanks for checking in.
Of the red flags you use when you cross the street, those are optional.
That's true.
But
yeah.
They
should make those mandatory too, I think.
All right.
They have to, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks. There we are. It's the Head and the Heart on 105.5 Triple M. Jonathan and Kitty, Madison's morning show. And this is a great, you know, we like to say we're the sound of Madison. And we've had some great discussion this morning about this proposal to basically make walkers and runners wear vests on the bike path that you have to rent. We're going to play some more. We did an interview this morning with the guy from the company that does it, Invest for Safety. We'll get to the phone calls in just a moment from him. We interviewed him earlier this morning. They're in Toronto or something?
Yes.
Okay. But let's get the pulse of the city a little bit more. Let's go back to the M line. Hi, Triple M. Who's this?
This is Sandy.
Sandy, good morning. Are you calling regarding the vests?
I am.
Yeah, so what do you think?
Well, you know, here's my feeling about it. I'm a homeowner, and I live right by the Capital Center bike path.
Okay.
And I walk on that path because, you know, it's so well cared for with my important property taxes.
Right.
That, you know, it's the first place to be cleaned of snow. It's the first place to be, you know, taken care of if there's a hole, a pothole or whatever.
Right.
And that's fine. I get that. But I've also been accosted by, you know, pretty aggressive bicyclists.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to charge me a fee when they don't have to pay anything for that bike path, nothing. They don't have to register their bikes.
Right.
Nothing. But they're going to charge me as a pedestrian that walks her dog on that path. Seems another way to, you know, recover some of the money they've invested in that massive system that they have at my expense.
Yeah, I mean, maybe charge the bikers also, right?
Well, they should, you know, yes. I mean, you know, it's such a gift. It's a beautiful thing to have the city of Madison and all around us. But, you know, if you're a bicyclist, I can see where you'd be frustrated because some of us pedestrians are not very courteous. I get that. But if you're going to be doing 60 miles an hour, you should be on the outside of the city limits.
Right.
I mean,
I agree.
The inside of Madison is for pedestrians and families and strollers and dogs.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you.
Hi, Triple M. Who's this?
Hey, this is Pete calling.
Hey, bud. Are you calling about the vests on the bike path?
Yeah. You know, I also heard that phase two of this program after, you know, the vests are, you know, adopted by the walkers and runners, the next thing they're going to do to improve safety is all the bikers are going to have to walk their bikes across all of the intersections.
Oh, you know what? That's actually a great idea, Kitty. What do you think about that, Miss Biker?
I don't like that idea because I like to just cruise.
No, I think that's very wise. Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah, that's the problem. These bikers just fly through there, and, you know, that's where you get a lot of the crashes. So, you know, I think they should put up some surveillance cameras, too, and they can just send you a ticket.
Absolutely. You know, if, good
if
thinking.
You,
thank
you. Through it.
I'd suggest that. Thank you, sir. See? That's an interesting idea. When it comes down to it, maybe we need a little more regulation overall on the bike path, right?
I think, you know what else they should have? Now, I was thinking something more about the bicyclist safety. I mean, this is a great proposal, but it's just kind of got the wheels turning, so to speak, for me. I think they need rumble strips on the edges so that you don't like suddenly careen off into like green space.
That's not a bad idea, Kitty. I mean,
they have them on the side of the freeway. Right. You know, you start veering off and it goes and scares you.
Exactly. I think that's a good idea. If you're just joining us, let's play a few more cuts regarding this Invest for Safety guy. Tell us a little bit of the story.
We had a chance to chat with Bob Simpson, who is the director of communications for Invest for Safety out of Toronto. Apparently, they've unveiled this in other cities in the United States and Canada. And it's a system where you rent the vests on an hourly basis, the pedestrians and the runners, to make sure that cyclists can see you.
Right. And I mean, he talked about the safety issue.
We want to be seen when we're out walking. You've seen those cyclists come tearing down those bike paths. Now they're riding on electric. They're electric bikes that are almost like motorcycles. So we just are feeling that with our organization, Invest for Safety, it's just the right thing to do. It just seems like the next logical step in making the path safe.
So, I mean, that's all well and good, but I think the part that sticks in my craw was when he was talking about this.
We are also introducing some concepts and working with officials to get approval on a plan where these vests are required by law. And, you know, then maybe a fine would be levied on anyone on the path not in the appropriate high visibility garb. And I think that will help with compliance.
Well, yeah, it'll help with compliance
if
you're charged for it.
Yeah. But, I mean, sometimes you just, you know, I think that it is the responsibility of the community to look out for its residents, no matter how small of a thing. I think it needs to be legislated, frankly, for people to start paying attention.
I mean, but then also, how are they going to really regulate it? Like, are there going to suddenly be, is that a new job?
Now,
like,
that is up to the government officials if they're going to do
like
it. They're experts
officers.
On that. Like, you and I aren't. We know how to talk on the radio. We don't know
barely.
How to implement strategic safety regulations. That's not our job.
588-1055 is our number. 608-588-1055. If you want to sound off about having to wear vests when you walk or run on the bike path. 837 at 105.5 Triple M. That was new music from the Kings of Leon. It's Jonathan and Kitty, and we've been talking about these vests on the bike path and people having to wear them if you're a walker or a runner and you actually have to pay for these vests to wear them. Let's go back to the M line for some more reaction. Hi, Triple M. Who's this?
It's Karen. Hi, guys.
Karen, good morning. So what do you think about this, having to wear vests on the bike path?
I can see the merit to it, but I'm more concerned about the children. Who is going to save the children?
Oh, won't somebody please think of the children?
Think of the children. Won't somebody please think of the children?
No, stop. Think of the children.
Think of the children. Oh, won't somebody please think of the children?
Mouse, 105.5, Triple M, Jonathan and Kitty. Kind of running out of steam here. Talking about this potential vests that people have to wear on the bike path if you're a walker or a runner that you rent from a company called Invest for Safety.
Correct.
And I'm not really for this. I mean, I use the bike path both ways, as a biker and as a walker, not as a runner anymore, sadly. I go out thinking I'll be a runner, but it doesn't really work.
It doesn't turn out that
so
way.
So I don't really like it that much. But Kitty, you've kind of been a little bit more in favor of this.
And you know, I was thinking with you, maybe you need not only the bright orange vest on the bike path, but a slow moving vehicle sign would be good for you too.
I can't really argue with that much. but let's go back and take a few more phone calls regarding this subject. Hi, Triple M. Who's this?
Hi, Diane.
Diane, good morning. Are you calling regarding the vest on the bike path?
Absolutely insane.
Yeah, right? It's crazy. Kitty thinks it's a great idea. I think it's nuts. Why do you think
it's crazy?
Well,
you know what? I agree with Kitty on a lot of stuff every day, but on this one, if she was not riding a bike, she would not be on this page.
Exactly, exactly. Thanks so much. Hi, Triple M. Who's this?
This is Renee.
Renee, hi. You calling about the vest on the bike path?
I am calling about the vest on the bike path.
Yeah, so what do you think about it?
I think it's a good idea, but don't charge for it. I would live down in Georgia and bought myself a safety vest when I was biking because the drivers are just so crazy down there.
Mm-hmm.
And they do. You can see the safety vest. That if people are wearing a safety vest at night when they're walking their dog, I can see those people.
Right. So it's, but you're saying, so it's a good idea, but you shouldn't have to buy it.
No. Or make it a donation.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Donation would be pretty good, Kitty.
But how do you get everybody to do it? Some people would just take advantage of the system then. Hmm.
Well,
I think
sometimes everyone takes advantage of the system.
That's
just
true.
The
yeah.
nature of life.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much. 847 at 105.5 Triple M, Jonathan and Kitty Madison's morning show. And I think this phone call sums it up pretty well. Hello, Triple M. Who's this?
This is Lori. Is this Jonathan?
Yes, it's Jonathan and Kitty here. Lori, are you calling about the vests?
Yeah, you guys are so hilarious. What I'm wondering is, does everybody know it's April Fool's and they're playing along?
That's a great question. Some of you were, some of you weren't. Some of you thought it was real, which is always fun for us to do. Happy April 1st, everybody.
I'd like to thank Bob Simpson from Invest for Safety, a.k.a.
your brother.
My brother John in Minneapolis.
Yes. So we had a lot of fun with this morning. And thank you, everyone who called in. For those of you who were tricked, thank you for contributing. And those of you who
played along, excellent work.
Thank you for contributing. Many good calls. People telling us we should wear vests when we're at the farmer's market. People saying that maybe on certain days of the week, the bike path should be open only to walkers. People calling in saying that maybe walkers should walk in the opposite direction of the bikes. Anyway, it's always fun. We love to do this on April 1st, and we hadn't done it in a while. One, because if it falls on a weekend, we're not coming in to do a show like that. And secondly, during COVID.
It seemed a little weird.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's going to be an election day next year, so I don't know what we'll do.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyway, thanks, everybody. Who had fun with us, and those of you that we fooled enjoy just being fooled this morning. And I will be looking over my shoulder the rest of the day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it. It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.